Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Monday, the 22nd of January. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we examine what it means to never be lacking in zeal, but keeping our spiritual fervour. How do we keep our spiritual passions strong? Our Bible passage for this week is Romans chapter 12 and verses 9 to 13. Don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honouring each other. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying. When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. Have you ever looked at someone so filled with the Holy Spirit's power that you wished it was you? Their unwavering faith, their deep connection with God, and their undeniable spiritual fervour can be awe-inspiring. But here's the good news. You too can develop that same level of spiritual fervour in your own life, through the power of the Holy Spirit. In our passage from Romans chapter 12, the Apostle Paul provides us with practical guidance on how to live a life that is filled with spiritual fervour. Paul's words remind us that spiritual fervour is not something that's reserved for a select few, but rather it's available to all believers. It's as a result of our deep love for God and our commitment to living out his teachings. When we sincerely love others, hate evil and cling to what is good, we create an environment where the Holy Spirit can work powerfully in our lives. Keeping our spiritual fervour alive requires us to be devoted to one another in love and to honour one another above ourselves. This means putting the needs of others before our own and treating everyone with kindness and respect. It means being patient in affliction and faithful in prayer, trusting that God is working in every situation. It means sharing with those in need and practicing hospitality, opening our hearts and our homes to others. When we live out these principles, we create a space for the Holy Spirit to move in our lives. We become vessels through which God's love and power can flow, and our spiritual fervour becomes contagious to those around us. Others will look at us and see the transformative work of the Holy Spirit, and they too will desire to experience that same level of spiritual fervour. So, if you find yourself in need of spiritual fervour, know that you can receive the Holy Spirit's power in your life today. Open your heart to God, surrender yourself to his will, and allow the Holy Spirit to work in and through you. Seek his guidance, spend time in prayer and meditation, and surround yourself with fellow believers who can encourage and support you on your spiritual journey. As you reflect on these thoughts today, you might want to ask yourself this question. How can you actively cultivate spiritual fervour in your life and be a vessel for the Holy Spirit's power? I hope you'll join me tomorrow for another Battle Drill Daily Devotional as we continue to think about never being lacking in zeal and keeping our spiritual fervour alive.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.